on Rock 107 WIRX.
Good morning. Happy first Friday, 8:31. Brock Hunter.
How you doing?
Welcome to... How you doing, Bobby?
Hey.
Hey, you doing all right?
Ain't not bad,
ain't not bad. It's risky. That's your mother on here.
I have no idea.
All right, let's get right to it. Coach's 12 beers of Christmas.
What the hell?
Oh, God.
Jess doesn't know about the air horn.
Oh, no. That was the best investment we ever made. I scared people yesterday out in the hall with the air horn. I scared Kiki yesterday just by jumping out at her.
Yeah, most people besides us don't like it.
No. If people are doing their shows and they're blasting an air horn around. But no, this is actually worthy of the air horn because it's Coach's 12 beers of Christmas.
Okay, fair enough.
The greatest time of year. However, we're already on day 11.
Yes,
jeez,
I know.
Louise.
It's flown by.
It has horse's ass? Wait, me or her?
No, it's just the 11th
general.
Day.
Gotcha.
It's
okay.
Going by too quick.
I know you're very upset. All right, but don't worry because we are going to wrap up Coach's 12 Beers of Christmas tomorrow with an awesome party.
Yes.
We're going to be there broadcasting from 5 until 7. People can come out, get some food, get some beers, maybe try a bunch of them that night. Responsibly.
Yep. And make sure you have a designated driver.
And of course, always. Or get an Uber, whatever. Doesn't matter. Also, too, we're going to be giving away that huge stocking that we've been teasing this whole time.
Yes. Chock full of beer goodies.
Yes.
And a Coaches Club membership,
mm-hmm.
which is just something that just keeps on giving.
I summed it up perfectly yesterday. I don't know how we got on Game of Thrones. Oh, yeah, because the beer yesterday.
Was Night King.
It was Night King, which is Game of Thrones. And I said, I'm willing to take a broadsword to the chest for a Coach's Club card. I will. You could stab me with a sword just so I could be a member. That's how important it is. That's how big this is.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's get right to it. We're on beer number 11, day number 11. What'd you bring for us?
So today we have Sister Lakes Brewing Company Drift Skipper.
Ooh,
this
great
is
name.
This is their winter warmer. I know, I love it. Obviously there's no drifts out there to skip right now, but
soon.
Drift Skipper.
Soon. Oh, that's good. Tell us about this beer. What kind is it?
So it's a winter warmer style. They've brewed it with 8 spices: cinnamon, vanilla beans, nutmeg, cloves, allspice, ginger, coriander, and orange. So very spicy, very holiday.
Yeah. This is definitely a holiday by the fire. Or maybe you came in from the cold and you're ready to warm up with a glass. It's very tasty.
Mm. Yeah, I'd like to see him make some of these beers. At some point.
It's a process.
You know, the process and the mind that goes into it and all the different spices.
I wouldn't know what to do with, like, all right, hey, I want to make a winter warmer. I want to make something that's festive. What do I do? I'd have no idea where to start.
Nope.
Let's leave it to the pros.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from Sister Lakes Brewing.
This is from Sister Lakes Brewing Company.
How long have they been around? And it's sorry to put you on the spot. Any idea?
I think they've been around at least 2 years.
At least 2 years, okay.
I'm pretty sure that they had their second anniversary party this year in 2018. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they're right near the lake, too. Like, if you go down, it's like right by Round Lake is kind of, they're right in that area. Mm-hmm. Great spot, and obviously they got a great selection, including this one. Is this a new one?
Yes, this brand is a new one.
Ooh, so people can get that today. Try out a brand new beer for the holidays. It's going to be tapped 11 o'clock when you guys open. Awesome.
And when you do try a beer, you get to fill out a slip and put it in a box.
That's right.
And then at the end of the party tomorrow, or not at the end, but around what, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock?
I think around 7 o'clock we'll be drawing the winner for our giant stocking.
Awesome.
So,
and then you have to carry the stocking home.
If you were smart...
Yeah.
You were stopping in through this whole thing, and maybe you got yourself 11 entries.
Yeah.
Maybe you got a couple more than that.
That's the way to do it. So that's what people have to understand is you could have been able to increase your chances because you can get one a day with a beer a day, and that's amazing. That's an amazing, because you're going to want to increase your chances. It's not like most giveaways where it's like, oh, you can keep coming back, because everyone wins. Not only do you get to have a great beer and some delicious Coach's food, awesome atmosphere, great service, you also get a better chance at winning this amazing stocking.
Absolutely.
Let me get this right. So it's a day you get a slip, or per beer?
Per beer.
Per beer. So you can put like 4 slips in a day.
You should have a designated driver or an Uber at that point. But yes, you could.
Yeah. So if you go there today, you can have all 11 and get 11 slips. Don't do it.
No,
don't do
we
that.
Probably won't serve you all 11. You'd have to be there All day.
Give me number 8, please.
Andre the Giant could have done it.
Andre the Giant. He's the only one that's capable of doing it. I don't know. Some of these beers, they might have put Andre down.
Yeah.
What is the ABV on this one? What do we get?
The Drift Skipper is 9%.
Wow. Still, good Lord.
This is, again, a small pour.
I think this is the first one that hasn't been 10 or over.
Monday's we had Round Barns. Yeah. Their winter warmer with that mint chocolate stout, which is about 6.5%.
Okay, all right. That one's for, like, Benny. That's the only one Benny can handle.
Still put him to
the moon. All right, yes, he would. Guys, I'm so wasted. That was just a sip, Benny. Anyway, go get this beer today. Sister Lakes Brewing Company.
Yes.
Available now, the winter warmer. Delicious. And do we have a food pairing with
this? We do indeed. We paired this Drift Skipper with our always popular pulled pork sandwich.
Yes!
Today only is $8 with a side of fries, $8.
And I'm telling you, folks, this is not like a little... Don't imagine like you're at a barbecue at a neighbor's house and they're giving you that soggy little bun with just a little... No. This sandwich is massive.
All right. These aren't sliders.
No, exactly. No. And the fries with it for $8, lunch, dinner, you're going to be happy.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, go do it. Get the beer. What else you got for us? Anything?
I'm really excited about tomorrow, even though it's the end... I've saved the best for last.
We have kept the
12th beer. It's under wraps.
It says top secret on my sheet.
Because they haven't told us. Yeah. Did not tell you guys.
It's amazing. I thought we were closer than Jess. Whatever. I guess you were at friendship.
I'm really excited for that. Yes. So make sure you listen tomorrow.
If this beer or any of the beers we've had are any kind of inkling on what we can expect, I think we're in for a treat.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right.
I think that's the name of the beer, actually, Top Secret.
Is that what it is?
I think she's playing with us. <Top Secret.
laughs> I mean, oh, she fooled us again. Yeah. All right. Well, Jess, thank you as always. Get out there to Coaches. Get yourself a delicious beer. Get some pulled pork. $8 today only on the sandwich with fries. And also sample some other ones. Increase your chances to win that stocking.
Yeah.
And just have yourself a happy holiday season. And we'll be at Coaches tomorrow for
sure. You know what I'm going to do?
What's that?
I'm going to re-gift my beer to Kiki. Here you go.
That's a gift right there.
Gladly.
That's a good gift, right? That's a good re-gift.
Like,
well, at least you didn't like swirl around and then, you know, spit it in her mouth. That would be a bad gift.
Well,
we can try it, I guess. I don't know. We ruined it again. Jess, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Your comedian for today, as I stall because I didn't have it pulled up. Stalling, and it is Aaron Burrell.
My name is Aaron, which is kind of a boring name.